of Family and Social Development. Sir, thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, it is my pleasure here to share with you some information related to some of the questions that have been addressed to us, and I start with efforts made to promote women's rights. The government of Morocco has adopted Law 113 to combat violence against women, and this law has been ratified in the first chamber of the parliament, and it is now before the Chamber of Consultants. This is a huge step for the defense of the rights of women because there is a definition of violence: economic violence, sexual violence, bodily violence, and social violence. This definition has been formulated in parliament with a wide range of participants engaging in the formulation of the definition. This also formulates what are the organs and what are the units that would protect the welfare of women in hospitals and in all government organs. Also, the framework of coordination has been formulated regionally and nationally in terms of planning and to ensure communication. Furthermore, it criminalizes all acts that constitute violence against women, and some punishments have been compounded. This also underlines the element of diligence and providing protection for women in a speedy manner. In addition to all of that, we now have two observatories: an observatory for combating violence against women and the other for promoting the image of women in the media. It is a very modern form of an institution because amongst its participants are government organs and national institutions and civil society organizations which participate, therefore, in the decision-making process as part of those structures. In addition, there are a number of units providing care for women victims of violence, and the state supports more than 144 centers for legal, psychological, and physical support for women and family mediation, and there are 43 units that also give counsel and provide care. In addition, every year, there are awareness-raising campaigns against violence against women, and we will be engaging in the 15th campaign. The protection of women's rights has become one of the priorities of all organs in Morocco, and that everywhere in the country. A number of structures, including the ministerial committee that is chaired by the head of the government and which covers all aspects of women's rights, because women's rights are a cross-cutting issue. Second, there is the national plan of ICRAM for gender equality. There was a plan over 2016 and 2012-2016, and after the evaluation, the government indicated that another plan, ICRAM II, for 2017-2022, will be implemented again for the promotion of the rights of women. Some other questions have been addressed to us on the issue of children. First, we would like to extend our thanks to all the states that have welcomed our policy to protect children. Here, we wish to indicate that fighting violence against children is the subject of a number of programs, and there are a number of units in schools and in hospitals, and the state is supporting several of the tracks of effort. In November 2016, there was a a telephone line, a hotline for the protection of children that was launched for children born out of wedlock. In 2014, when we submitted our third and fourth report on the Convention on the Rights of the Child, we gave responses. And here, I would like to indicate that we have got a bill to change the social structure to accord more rights to children born out of wedlock. For the third protocol to the Convention on the Rights of the Child that we have signed in 2012, and we were amongst the first countries to do that, there is a commitment to this protocol. And today, Morocco is engaging in numerous activities in the Arab region to make this protocol better known concerning children in a situation of handicap or handicapped children. There are efforts made to ensure their right to participation, because the legal arsenal and all the programs, in fact, are towards a right-based approach, and all of those